Okay, we're going to get started here, people. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of an agency of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, township agencies present? Is there any response to business citizens for the first time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of the agency of any law enforcement agency or public agencies of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to the decision for a second time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agency of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to business for the third time? Hearing none. Anyone who is here under false pretense, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territory of the United States or the municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here must fully disclose their presence and purpose now or leave the premises or conference call. If they subsequently show up as federal witnesses, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Okay, I'm going to get started here. And my first thing on the agenda that I wanted to talk about is we need to get our, I put in here the voting committee, but it's really our elections committee up and running because there's several things that's going to go on from now on that we need to be voting on things, and we need to make sure that everybody that's in the assembly that are an ASN or an ASC has a chance to vote. So we need to have some kind of voting way for people to vote, and not only the people in a meeting or, you know, like in person or online. There's a lot of people that can't be, you know, because of their schedules and whatever, you know, to be in all the meetings and to be able to be, even if they wanted to be there to vote, they can't because they're working or they're doing something. You know what I'm saying? There's something in their life. So we have to come up, and eventually what we have to do too is when we start electing, when we start to stand up and electing our officials to stand up, we have to elect them, and it has to be public, okay? So we have to, you know, this is the best time to get in process of learning how to vote, learning how to, you know, create voting tallies and those kind of things so that when we get to the point where we're getting ready to stand, we can vote for our elected officials and we make it public, you know, we put it in a newspaper, do what we need to do to get that done. That we know how to do it, and we're, you know, and the votes are getting counted right, and you know the oversight committee can be able to, you know, oversee what the election committee or the election committee is doing to make sure that they're counting, you know, like they're doing audit on, right? That's what your oversight committee is really for, is just making sure that the other committees are doing what the rest of us want them to do, right? So one of the things we need to do is I need to get a chair for the election committee, somebody that wants to head that up. So anybody that would like to do that, you know, like send an email to me or whatever, so that we can get it on the agenda to vote on who the person that is going to be for the election, you know, the chair. And we need at least three people for a voting committee so that when we're doing our votes, it's like right now I don't want to really do any votes because there's a lot of people I get emails for that are not able to be in the meeting, especially on Sundays. And they would like to vote and whatever, and they should have that chance. So we need to get this election thing going, you know, ASAP, as fast as we can get going. So we need to get somebody to chair it to be able to. I already have an email address. It's elections at the Nevada Assembly gov.lang. So we have an email address that everybody with the email their voting stuff into. I have most of the stuff set up. We're working on right now the actual ballots to be able to vote on things. So when we come up with stuff and we say we would like to vote for this, then we would create a ballot, send it out to everybody, and let them vote and send it into the elections. That's the process that I was looking at doing. I'd like to discuss that, you know, even right now. Is like, does everybody think that's the right way of doing it, or anybody has any, like input on the what they think should happen or how?
Do you want to seize the microphone if we're going to be talking?
I don't know if you're going to need to. I think they can talk. They can hear you, but give it to her.
Hi, everybody. It's Denise. On a G20 agenda, we had previously set forth a motion about elections. Do we have anybody who's written into you that has already wanted to do chair for elections? No? Nobody? Okay. I'm still looking for it. But.
No, we actually did talk about, I actually created a document for her. Tomorrow's going to be going over that document on the procedures. I will get that out to everybody so that we can get a vote on that is the procedures we want to use to do elections.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't finish it. It's with everything else I'm trying to get done. Just one more thing on the top. So now tomorrow's helping me with a lot of stuff. Since she is a vote coordinator now too, she can help on us getting things done. Hello.
Okay.
So anyway, that's one of the things that we got to get done is we got to get somebody chaired for, and then we got to get, at least two other people so that when we're counting the votes, it's impartial, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to make sure it's done correctly, we have to have some kind of procedure so that we created it. Like I said, I created a document for that. We actually need to get a vote on that.
Today?
No, I don't.
Okay.
We're working on it right now. It's
we had put together already the elections handbook from like May.
Yeah, that's the deal. Is we need to go over that.
Okay.
Everybody needs to go over that, and I need to get it out to everybody. But we're going over it again right now to make sure the procedures are what we really want. And once they do that, then I'll email it to everybody.
Well, can we do that as a committee? I did quite a bit of work on that already. And it was already put before the assembly in May, and we voted on it.
We have nobody right now in the committee for elections.
Okay, but before, there was an elections committee, and we did have an elections handbook, and everyone voted on it, and they accepted it.
Okay, we have to just check it out.
I'll go back to the meetings and whatever, but I do vaguely remember I did put it out one time, but nobody went over it, and I don't think we ever really voted on it. That was the whole thing. So we need to actually, right now is more of a critical point because we're getting close to the point to where things are going to start happening a little bit faster. And when they start happening faster, we got to be ready for it. And one of the biggest things to get ready for is getting our elections ready. So that when we get ready to be standing or whatever, we're able to do that. And we have the people that will do it. You know what I'm saying? So that's just one step. Is there any more people, anything that anybody else wants to say about it? Flexors?
I'm happy to be on the committee.
How are you thinking about these ballots? Like, on the PDF that people can fill in and they email, mm-hmm. and email to
the elections.
The election committee, right. And they hand count them, quote unquote, hand count them.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Actually, Mark and I went over that book, what was that, in May?
Yeah.
We had pretty much wrapped it up. So it was Mark, myself, and who's the gal who does the acupuncture? I can't remember the name.
The deal is where all of our documents, because we voted a long time ago to use Affinity as our you know, not like Word or whatever, but you can play PDFs from that. And we're going to come up with a ballot, you know, like a scattered ballot, vote on that. And then basically whatever's going to be in the center, what we're voting on, will show up in that. That will get emailed out as a PDF. Right? And then people can fill it out and then email it to elections. That was my theory, okay? If there's anybody that thinks of something else or another way of doing it, I actually can make a web page or a website for the ballots, and you can go on there, sign on. You know, when I get the LRO, especially when I get it up and running, then I would have everybody's user also in that, and then we can use that as where you can sign on and then go to your ballots and then vote there. That's another way to do it.
So what kind of safeguards are there for ballots coming in? Multiple people, the committee sees it, but is it multiple people see them? Because
it needs to be three people, as I said, at least three people in the committee.
Okay,
and they need to be validated against the LRO or something that says that your paperwork has been done. Right.
What prevents somebody from deleting somebody's ballot?
If somebody emails it to them?
If it emails to the committee,
uh-huh.
Say three people are on the committee and they have access to that email,
mm-hmm.
One person, whoever's the first one in, can look and go, oh, well, let's just delete that one. How do the other two people know it's been deleted?
Are all three notified at the same time?
Yeah.
So that it's got
to... I guess I could.
That would be something to think of.
Yeah.
These are good questions.
Yeah.
Good, valid questions that we need to make sure. That's the reason why one of the things I was thinking is I'm doing the software is to make it to where maybe we can do it online through, you know, some software.
So everything,
and then there's nobody can delete that. It's,
yeah, like a blockchain.
Yes. Well, it's even like right now I'm creating the LRO. I don't know if you've been involved with me doing that. I'm almost done with it. Basically, everybody, once I get it up and running, I'm going to have everybody go in and create an account. Once you create an account, I can use that account for ballots. I can add that to your LO account, right, for Nevada.
Okay. We were talking about before, I remember, about how to get that out to the public because it has to be shown in public as well. And
yeah.
We were talking about boards and everything in post office. Maybe we did go down that road a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So what we would do is our own elections first, or would that be in conjunction with doing it in public as well?
Well, the LRO is public, what I'm doing.
No, I'm talking about the election.
Well, then, if we do it, also our websites are public too, which answers we could use those. We need to, when we do official elections, we actually need to send it out somewhere. You have to post it somewhere publicly. So that everybody
can vote. Cool. I like that idea.
As far as us voting on internal stuff, doesn't need to be public. This needs to be between us. And that's why it says if people create accounts in the LRO, I guess I can create an election software, which wouldn't be that hard, right? And then have everybody create their accounts in that are our ASNs. We can then verify those through the LROs, you know, through our paperwork, right, through our reporting secretaries. And then if they're valid, then activate them on the voting.
Good idea.
Lecture.
And on the voting platform.
Yes.
People log in and therefore be recorded, date stamped.
Mm-hmm.
So that will later on when you start counting up the ballots, you can see we got 30, but 32 people logged in. So where are those two
right.
that are missing?
Yeah.
You can backtrack them.
Yeah. You do that too. Well, the deal is any software that I create, even like the LRO, nobody can delete anything.
Okay.
Okay, so that's one of the safeguards. There's no way to delete any records in that software. Okay. And, I wouldn't say there's no way. There is ways, but it has to be done through a recording secretary. Now, there is going to be places in there where you personally can upload files to your LRO account. You know, it's like if you had an incident report and you wanted to be on your LRO account, you would be able to upload it yourself. You would be able to also delete it if you don't want it up there anymore because it's public, right? So those are the only records you can get rid of, is something that you've created yourself. Right.
Did the election go through the LRM website?
That's what I'm asking now. Should we do that, or should we create a separate election supplement and not have to go through that?
But if you do the LRO, you're recording everybody's login time. If you create a separate software, setting program, I would think you'd have to do the same thing. You'd have to have them log in so that you can record who's visited the site and who's cast a ballot.
Yeah, it's like the login for the LRO right now is encrypted several ways. So there's no way for you to, like, even like your passport and stuff on the system is encrypted. There's no way for even me to read it. You could ask me. I couldn't tell you what it is.
So you as the administrator don't have authority to delete it.
I could delete it if I wanted to, because I have access to the database. The deal is that I'm not going to do that.
You know? So we know that you might talk about one to have that be accountable as well.
Yeah, it's
how that works.
The deal is being the IT person. I mean, IT people have access to everything. And we have to trust, I guess, some of the people that are actually doing some of this, right?
We trust you, for sure.
But the deal is I'm writing it so that everybody else that's using it can't delete anything, because this is our records. And we have to keep our records for at least 10 years. And so anything that goes in there or on, even if you delete something, I'm going to go archive. So, like, if you go on there and you personally put something up, and then you delete it, I'll archive that. Even though it's deleted, you can't see it, it'll still be there on the system somewhere. You know what I'm saying? The deal is we got to keep records. And Anna's told us that many, many times, that, you know, we have to have access to them. We have to be able to audit them, right? And that's what our oversight committee is supposed to be for, is auditing what we do have, what we don't have. Right, and making sure that everything's up and up, right? So that's what I'm trying to do, is create that environment, right, through software, whatever. So, like I said, the first thing that we're talking about now is elections. So are we in consensus of right now that we'd like to have our own election software?
I love the idea of having our own election software, but, I mean, we've been trying to have elections since February. And then we agreed to do them in April, it got canceled, then they've been canceled, then changed. Now we're in August. So if we're a small assembly, is there a way that we can get into it with, I'll call it like an app? Because if you have to give your recording number of your ASN number, then that's a single record that only exists one place in the world. And if there's some kind of app that will take in a single number, which I'm sure there probably is, then can we just use that until such time?
The deal is that my insight on this, and everybody else needs to have their own view on it, is say that you record your papers on GFG. So you are recording, you're published, blah, blah, blah. How is our election committee going to verify that?
So to vote on the assembly, and this has been said many times in our coordinator meetings, we can compel anyone who is participating in the assembly to report on our LRO or stand-up.
And it said that you don't have to do it.
You don't have to do it. If you're just an ASN out in the world, if you want to involve yourself in the General Assembly and be in the government, which is that's what the Assembly is, then yes, we can compel people to identify themselves, because we would have to.
You can have them show you that they are papered up.
Right.
But you cannot force them to be in the Nevada LRO to be able to vote. That's the whole thing. The elections committee has to verify these people.
Wait a minute, though. Then she said a county can make their own rules. And if a county agrees that the most security for the county is that we have a process where we can readily identify the people involved in the assembly. Again, there's a difference between I'm a person, I live in a Park County, do I have to get on the LRO?
Nope, I absolutely do not. Do I want to participate in the government and be involved and be voting? Yes. A county, for their own security, can compel a person to prove who they are. And if we say in our rules that they have to be on the county somehow, either the state or the county, we can compel them to do that in our rules.
I understand that when you're talking about county. I'm talking about state.
Okay,
state and county, actually all the counties. Every county in every state, you know, like right now, the stuff that we're going to be voting on and stuff would be state level. And the deal is we have to follow, we have to make sure.
Okay, but wait a minute, I'm not interrupting you. All I'm saying, though, for state level, that's actually an additional filter. The state level was actually only supposed to be electors. Electors and delegates can vote on state issues. That's the jurisdiction, which means they would have already had to go through the county. They'd have to be on a county somewhere. But the delegates and the electors, we got confused because there's been a misinformation propaganda media campaign in the assemblies where the state of Nevada or the state of California was making decisions for all the jurisdictions, and they were doing so incorrectly, because to do all those votes, those people had to be delegates or electors. That's what it says in the handbook. And they're not delegates or electors. They're people that, like, just waltzed in.
When
they don't know them.
When you're talking about the delegates and electors and whatever, that is for international.
The international stuff. Business pillar.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which is true, that needs to go only through there.
Right.
But when you're voting on internal stuff, on how we're going to even run the business, you know, assembly, or how we're going to run the assembly in general, that's through the assembly. That's a totally different.
But again, we
voting deal. It's not voting electors.
Okay, but if it's the general assembly of the state, then you still can compel through your own secured handbook, which we did, which I sent it to everybody. Tamara, I just sent you an email copy. Mark, I sent it to you. This is the one that we worked on. That you can compel people and say, as a security feature of our elections, you have to prove that you live in that state or that county.
I understand. And we can,
we can create,
basically we are the creators of our assembly.
Right.
And the deal is we can do that. We haven't got to that, and that's what I'm trying to get to.
Right, and so that's in the elections
handbook. We created the next an elections handbook.
Mm-hmm.
It never was ratified with everybody. It never was, you know, went through everybody to do, and a mass email going out to everybody to vote on.
Can we do that? Can we put that on the agenda for next week?
At least to go over it.
We can. I mean, that's part of what this meeting right here, that part of it, what I'm doing is trying to come up with what is it that we need to do for everybody to get involved to get this election thing done.
Okay.
Right? That's our first thing. So the first thing, like you're talking about, is getting that election handbook out, which we are working on that, and we will get it out.
Well, I already sent it to you, what the election committee from May put together. So if you want to look at that and then you have changes, then we put that on probably 4 agendas. So people had 4 weeks of that being on the agenda to look at it. We have to keep moving forward. We can't keep redoing everything that's already been done, or else we'll never get anywhere.
So that's cool. If we have a basic one that we've done already, let's just review it. Put it on the review. As long as you agree, everybody agrees, let's look at it. You guys already went through the weeds and chopped some stuff down, made it nice for us, and let's go. We all did. I remember going through some stuff.
Yeah, I mean, PKTF thought it was so good, they actually adopted it for all the counties.
So let's move forward out of 5A. Let's just look at that, and then we've got a major jump on the handbook.
Mm-hmm.
So we can also look at it, and then we can move past it and at rock.
So let's
think there's other good stuff to add to that or subtract.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. Is I'm going to get it out to everybody that what we've got so far.
Perfect.
Right. I need to get input from everybody So I'm going to send a mass email out there, you know, again, with the handbook, and we're going to go over it. We'll take however much time it takes to go over it. And once we come up with a final version, then I'll do, because I don't have an election committee right now. We don't have one right now.
Mark, are you still willing to be on the election committee?
I don't know if I can be, because I'm going to have the county position. I'm going to have county job. So I don't know if I'm eligible anymore.
You actually are eligible. Any job, even if you're in the government, you can be on any committee. You can't take a role.
Can't be the chair.
Can't be the chair.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, you can always be on any committee.
Anybody that's the chair of any committee has to be no ties to the de facto or government positions.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't mean you can't be one of the committee people.
Right.
I think that's awesome if you would, brother. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, I know it's another time to constrict, but if you involve what you were in the original handbook creation, I think you guys got a good jump on what's inside of it.
Well, it's more than just even that, but the first part of it, too, is once I get the document out to everybody and then we go over it, then I'm going to send out a mass ballot to vote on it, right? So let everybody vote on it.
Okay, so I nominate Robert to be the election chair because he's the vetting chair right now. He's doing an excellent job, and there's not that much going on with vetting right now. Elections is the same way. It's like it's busy twice a year for a month.
So then if I'm not mistaken, if he accepts, that's three right there.
Right.
Right down the center, right? The three of you.
Robert, would you be interested in taking on that nomination?
No pressure, brother. No, you don't need to answer right now. You don't need to answer right now. No, it's pressure.
Uh-oh. Okay, thank you. Okay, so Robert, accept the nomination to be the election chair.
There you go. Cool.
And we can have co-chairs. If more people would like to join the committee, we're happy to have them. So.
Definitely.
Okay.
So anyway, I
should say, right?
Yes.
Let's do the first part. Let me get the document, review it, and get it back to how it needs to be and get it sent out. And then we'll get a book on it. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we do that, then we can set up the committee to then go over any other votes that we need to do from that point on.
Can we set a deadline of, like, would 2 weeks from now be considered a reasonable amount of time for everyone to look at it? And...
I'm good with that.
Me too.
Okay. I'm good with
it. Yeah.
2 weeks. Okay, and I sent everybody the documents, so...
Rock.
I mean, and throw rocks at it. If everyone thinks it's... You know...
It's not... If I'm good with it or one person good, is the assembly good with it?
Yeah, no, man.
This is everybody's deal, and everybody's got to get a chance.
And one of us, Rocky, has well learned to hear from you, too.
I put it in the chat, too, so everyone on the meeting can look at it. Okay, great. Let's move on.
Perfect.
Okay. The next thing was how things are going to get on the next agendas is because I'm coming up with stuff to come on the agendas, whatever. What I want to do is have even through the elections part of it, is like we will get a bunch of stuff in the meetings or sent to the election people on stuff, and maybe I can create an agenda fund or something. This is one thing I want to do is because I want to try to structure the meetings so that we go over what we came here to talk about, and so we're not here for hours just coming up with everything, right? So we need to have an agenda of what we're going to do and what we're going to talk about and where the assembly's going, and then have the members vote on that is what we want to talk about or that's where we want to go with the assembly, right? And then I'll come up with whatever that topic is, the information we need to go, right? It makes it easier for me to try to organize things. I'm bringing it up, you know, this is what I'd like to do. This is what I'd like to do. I'm asking everybody right now, does that sound reasonable?
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
LRO and elections to me is freaking, that's the biggest thing we need to do right now. I just concentrate on it. The LRO alone for you, it's got to be majorly time-consuming with the full-time job. and the elections. We can work on elections, solidify it, solidify the LRO and the different pockets that you can put in when it gets going ready for that. But I don't see us needing to, you know, figure out who can sweep the place when we're done, you know, or clean our office building here. I think those are main issues right there. I mean, I just have my one opinion. But I think that LRO, you completing the LRO best that you can, and the election committee, let's majorly focus on that instead of having all this fragmented other things that really is just kind of, you know, up in there. So unless there's some other big agenda thing I haven't seen, I think that that's a major issue. The LRO is freaking major.
Yeah.
From there, we can do everything else securely.
Yeah. Since we've been talking about the LRO a lot, I had to actually change gears on how I was doing LRO. Basically, I have a website that I had the LRO on, and I almost got to a point where I was done with it, and the company that is hosting the website is blocking all the ports I need to get it working. Okay. So what I did is I had to move it now. I basically have the file server at my house. It's now on that. It's a web server now, too. It is going to be the whole thing for the LRO. This sent me back a week and a half trying to get this through. I was talking to the company where hosting the website, and they just said, unless you're doing standard ports, we're blocking everything. You can't do it. So I said, and this is where I've talked about before, is Nevada needs to not count on anybody, any other companies or any other sources to do what we need to do to get our government up and running. We're going to have to just do it ourselves. And, you know, I think it was yesterday or the day before, I actually ordered another file server. It should be here next week.
So much expense. Thank you.
Just because I'm going to have to host a lot of this stuff or we're not going to be able to do it. So my goal is still to get it done by the end of this month. It looks like I can by me moving everything to this other server. It just set me back a little bit. It's all doable. It just, the thing is we got to start or stop relying on other companies because they're the ones, at any time, they could shut us down. You know, if I had it all up and running, whatever, and all of a sudden they shut the ports off, it stopped working, right? Then I would have to do something to make sure that the port works well.
So you're confident in where you're moving it to?
Oh, yeah, it's in my house. But it's,
and you can run it from there?
Oh, yeah.
Without anybody else shutting it down?
No. Unless they turn my power off.
I got a solar generator.
Yeah, I do too. So anyway, it's like that set us back, and that's where we're at on the LRO, but it's up and it's live right now up to a point. It's like 90% done.
Wow, impressive.
Aaron and Tamara has been looking at it, going through it, logging onto it. But it is live. It's out there. You can look at it. The E-Verify is working. All the member information's there working. The FISTL's part of it, to where the recording secretaries, it's all the way up to the point to where they can't upload any documents right now because of that port problem. Okay. That is good to be fixed now. Now I'm working on that, so that part is done. Once that's done, then the officials part of it to where we can get our documents up will be done. So that's one of the lacking parts is the uploading of files. The new member part is there. It's not 100% for people to get to. Because I got it. Basically on that part, the way it works is that you create an account, it emails you on a verification. You click on the verification, it comes back and creates your account. Okay? So it's verifying that that email address is you, right? And that is now your account. And then you would use a username and a password or if you gave it from that point on to log in. If you change your email address, it will have to be verified again. That is you, it is a valid email address. And then once that happens, you would go in and then create all of, like, your name, address, your all your normal stuff that's on all your documents, you create all that. Once that's all done, you would then get in contact with the recording secretary. They would then print your documents from what you keyed in, right? And then they would set a time for you to sign them with them. They would upload that. The process will go a whole lot faster because, like I said, we're using Affinity. Affinity, basically what's going to happen, whatever you put up on there, it's going to get downloaded to Affinity. Affinity is just going to print the document with all the information you put in. They're going to verify, their recording secretaries will then have to verify that the information is correct, like seeing your birth certificate and all that other stuff. Seeing, you know, proof of where you're living. You know, all the stuff to prove that this is you, that you're there. They'll sign it with you, and then they'll upload. They're the only ones who can upload those paperwork, is the recording certificates, once they sign them. Because they have to be signed. So the actual user is not going to be able to upload your document, but you can create all your stuff. So, like, if you have kids, you can add your kids in it. If you're married, you can add your marriage certificate stuff in it. All that stuff you'll be able to do as a user. Once all that's verified, then the next step I'm going to go through is I'll purchase the printer and everything to do credential cards. That will be our next step. So we're moving forward on it. It's just taken a little more time than I expect. And again, you know, full-time job, you know, it's like I have my own other issues going on, but we're getting there.
Grateful. We're grateful, Doctor. Very, very grateful.
Oh, just one thing I would like to ask everyone to consider is that I know when I was on the election committee, we were looking at this before, even though we want to have our own custom software, which would be fantastic, right? That's the top of the line. Before we get to the Cadillac, maybe we have to drive a Chevy. So it creates a record. One of these companies that I looked into was Election Buddy. You can have up to 350 people. You can have integration, candidate profiles, personal notices, voting in multiple languages, a voter list, and also a registration system. It, to handle up to 350 voters is $30. So for the whole state, we can have numerous issues, we can have numerous candidates, and it's $30.
We're at the mercy of this.
Well, we're at the mercy. Okay. If something should happen, we could always redo our election. But for 350 voters for $30, we can use this app. And if it doesn't work out, we can redo the election. But it will create a record.
That means creating an election software to do exactly that. It's going to take me a week.
Yeah, I was thinking that you can use that maybe as a template to check out.
Right.
You could be our election buddy, Rocky.
Template, yeah, it's great.
Well, I could look at it and see, yeah. But so usually that's some
we
kind
can
of
check
template.
That out as a template.
Yeah. So, or, you know, we're walking before we run. Maybe we do election buddy now and then have the other thing. I don't know anything about the
time. The deal is if we need to, we can go back to, like what I said to at the beginning, is I already have an email address for it. We can create the PDFs, email them to everybody. They send it there. Even though it's not, like he said, that somebody could delete one, you know, and it wouldn't be correct at that point. You know, it's maybe...
I don't think we're going to have heated elections where it's just one or two votes, the guy won. There's not that many of us. So.
Right.
Well, the deal is that I can look through the email server that I set up and make it to where you can't even delete emails. Then that isn't an issue. You know what I'm saying?
I said guy or gal.
Yeah, guy or gal. But the deal is, you know, I can make that email address a read-only as far as the users logging into
it. That's
I mean, that there's ways around things. We just got to talk about it and decide how we want to do it. I mean, that's what we can use for now until we can create the election software. Like I said, the election software is going to be creating users and creating ballots and a database to do the whole thing, right? I mean, I've already almost created all that in the LRO. So I could just use some of that software to do this other software, right? So I don't see it being a big deal, but we got to we had to walk before we run. So we got to get to a certain point. The deal is we got to come up with the procedures first. We got to put them in action. We have to have a committee to do it, right? We have to get all of these other things set up first, and then we can start doing these other things.
And so now we do have a committee, right?
Yeah.
You three, so we do have a committee. We have marked that off. We want more people in there.
As many people as want to be on the committee.
I would imagine, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We still need to do a vote on all those, and I'm going to do that through email. So,
a vote on the election committee?
Yes.
Sure. Amen.
We'll send it out to everybody so everybody has a chance to vote on that, just not to people just here.
Yep. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Just kidding.
I'm a firm believer that everybody should be involved.
Oh, we all agree with you there, brother.
This is not just our assembly, the people that are showing up. There's reasons why people don't show up, but they still should have a choice or chance to vote, I think,
of course,
on everything. So it's not just us.
We got brothers and sisters up in the hills, man. They're in their own silos. They should be able to vote, I got one guy coming out, Brother Love, I fought the IRS for 3 hours. Sat in the office and demanded a lawyer. I never had one show up. Hey, bro, I want to talk to you more, brother. come back down out of the hills, man.
If you do that, they'll make you leave. I'm serious.
Eventually did that with them.
I used to do, because I was an enrolled agent at one time for the IRS, and I had my own tax and bookkeeping software, company, and I did a lot of it. And you go in there and you say, I'm going to record this, and they'll say, I'll see you later. You cannot record nothing, not today. They only want that food.
Rocky, I had a question on the Nevada Assembly's website and the Clark County. Are those both finished now and up and going?
Not 100%, no.
Okay. Do you have a time frame for those?
No, and I'm not ready to really talk about that now.
Okay.
So that's the other issue, reason why I want to come up with an agenda thing, so that we can come up with all this stuff so I can do research or we can do whatever and then put it on the agenda and make sure everybody's agreed to want to talk about that on the agenda. So that was the one about having voting on what's going to be on the agenda and what we talk about so it won't get steered off somewhere else. So if we're done with the LRO stuff and the election stuff, then the next thing was we're going to go over the org chart. We've been working on it.
So we're not really done with the LRO because we said last time when we were here that we were going to take a vote on standoff, and then we deferred it 2 times. So that would be LRO based, right? So can we take a vote on standoff? Because we actually already voted standoff onto the assembly I think it was May.
I will send out an email with that information for everybody to vote on. Again, I don't want to vote on 20 people. I want everybody to have a chance. And it actually needs to be county only.
Okay, so Ken, I'm asking you to please put that on the agenda and whatever method we're using to vote on it. But I thought that we had already voted on it, and there was about 36, 37 people in the meeting.
We didn't actually vote on we vote on stand-up, using. But we never voted on the document to sign.
Okay, so can we add the stand-up document to sign?
I'm going to send out an email to everybody.
All right.
To vote on that document to sign and to be using, everybody in the county. That is not a state thing.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Stand-up is basically your Clark County is the affiliate to stand up, to be able to use it, and we're allowed to use it with no cost. And then the document they sent us is that we would pay them $15 for anybody that was recorded in there. That's the document she's talking about. That will get sent out to everybody for a vote.
Thank you.
Okay. The next thing I was talking about is trying to get our org chart on our committees and whatever. We went through so many issues and problems and whatever, we're not really sure where we're standing in all of our committees so that we can get stood up and that kind of stuff. So we're going over that chart right now. As soon as we get it done, tomorrow's been emailing people to see if they still want to be on it, that kind of stuff. I don't know anything about it.
So unfortunately, many people, they don't have volunteer hours for us. You know, they're just busy right now with work and we're trying to survive. So a lot of people have to step back. So unfortunately, right now, the only committee that's, you know, that we can vote on is the elections. We already voted on the recording secretaries, the coordinators. So those are the only three, and the office of sheriffs. Those are the only three committees that are full, that are actually functioning. And all the other committees, no. I've sent out people that have their names in position, and half of them did not respond, the other half did. From those half, one-fourth are staying, and the other fourth said, I don't have time. So basically all the committees are open. Except for those three, we can already start already. The rest, we don't have people. I sent out messages now to the rest of the emails that I have, the email list, and hopefully someone will respond to the positions.
Okay. What is it? We need to get in contact with Alexa and see if he wants to take on the litigation committee.
Okay.
And see on that. And then
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know what he's doing.
He's still one of my deputies.
Sure.
And I, of course, I said yes.
Okay.
But I'll send an email about.
Let's see if he wants to head up the litigation.
Okay.
With that being said, is the reason I'm saying that is because in the last two coordinator calls with Anna, Anna has created a litigation committee, and it's basically an invite only to that committee. And what they're doing is they're trying to come up with all of the documents and stuff that we would need, like if you got pulled over from a cop, what do you do? If you have child custody issues, what do you do? There's going to be, the litigation committee is going to be coming up with all this document that's foolproof on ways for us to win those.
It's awesome.
Okay?
Awesome.
So, Alexi, I think, has been in part of that. I don't know. That's what we're trying to find out. And he would be one of our people from Nevada in that committee helping on creating those documents. Okay? I don't know if you guys heard about the guy from Florida, whatever they throw in jail.
Eugene Bain.
And he's been actually doing all the documents. I'm trying to get him out. Okay, so he's really good on the court stuff and all that. And he would be a great asset to Nevada, you know, as far as heading up our litigation committees and stuff.
Yeah, we could also have docket of packages so that you go into court, whether you're facing statutory, criminal, civil.
Okay.
That's what Anna's trying to work on is all that stuff. And between Alexi and Aaron, I mean, they have a lot of that stuff already, you know, especially for the IRS and a lot of other things that they've been working on. But again, they don't have 100%, you know, ways of beating all those, you know what I'm saying? So that's the reason why Anna wanted to come up with a committee through all the whole nation, right? Everybody's working on this to come up and figure out what's working in those courts. Even though those courts are going away, they're supposed to be going away here pretty soon. But again, until that really happens, we have to have a way to fight that, right? So they're working on that now. And that's one. I'm pretty sure Alexi would do it.
That's amazing. That's an amazing.
So that would be one committee that we could get started too. And again, that it would be him and Aaron and there's two or three people, I think, that has been doing litigation stuff, which would be good for that. Ben. there's any questions or anything about litigation and stuff we just talked about?
I think that's awesome, man. You know, getting standard approval on what you do just happens.
I don't know if anybody's had a chance to look at the article that Mara sent, wanted everybody to look at and do, or had any questions on it. I'm thinking that we maybe table it this time, or do you want to talk about it?
No, I just, you know, just bring articles every time I can, and for people just to learn more together about, you know, maybe we can start from the beginning so everybody understands who we are, what we are, why we're doing this.
The reason why we're coming up with these articles and stuff is I'm gonna basically do one meeting a month on new people, okay? And to get the new people to understand what it is to be an SN or an SE, to understand what it is that we're doing, how they can actually help, that kind of stuff. Because we need to get more and more people that are new. They're not getting involved because they don't know what they're doing. And we need to have basically like training sessions for them. You know, it's for everybody too. I mean, all of us don't know everything either. So it'd be, you know, one meeting a month that we would talk about new, you know, like new members, you know, what it is, once you did your paperwork, or if you're even thinking about doing your paperwork, you know, it's like invite everybody, even your friends, your neighbors, whatever, to the meeting, right? So that they can understand or learn what it is that we're doing, or what we're trying to do, right? So that was the ideal of the article thing, is we'll come up with an article or something. We were trying to find, like, a bio on Anna. Hard to find. That's one thing that I haven't sent the email yet.
There's so many articles, but there's nothing in one, and that's what I was trying to find.
Yes,
so people are going to find everywhere, so it's really tough to put it all together.
Well, yeah. One thing we know is she's brilliant.
Yeah. The deal is I think a lot of people would like to know who she is and where she came from, I guess. How she got, I mean, there is a lot of even conference calls and stuff that she talks about how she got started and when she did it in 2015 and as she went forward. But it'd be nice to have like one document or one thing that we could talk about to say this is who Anna is.
Great.
To introduce everybody to Anna.
Because we keep hearing justice. Okay.
Yeah.
What's not Supreme Court justice is
the last point. Yeah. So that was the idea for the article. Yeah. The next thing I want to talk about is the banking and GFG. Last Thursday with Anna and the coordinator call, normally when we have our coordinator calls and we talk about anything that had to do with banking, Anna would kind of deterred somewhere else. You don't want to talk about banking. But the last Thursday one was 2 hours of nothing but banking. So I'm going to send a link out to everybody to that call so you guys can all listen to it. A lot of great stuff. She said GFG is basically done with all everything they need to do as far as their apps and everything we need to get to use the banking. She said there was 100 banks left to be able to certify their software. And when I'm talking about banks, whatever, it'd be stuff like Chase, Bank America, those kind of companies, you know, banking companies that are not in our realm, in the de facto realm, that hasn't got up to speed with the software for us to use that, right, through our bank, right? But she said that we're not waiting for them to go online for us to go online, okay? So with the whole thing that was said is that it's coming really soon, and there was a lot of people that asked her a question. We kept saying October. She goes, we're not waiting for October. We're not waiting for these banks. We are going to go live.
It's almost September.
Yeah,
I know.
So we got that drum roll.
Yeah, I know.
Awesome.
We only got another month, you know, to find out if that's true or not, too, you know.
Right.
So the whole point is that I've never seen her that excited about the banking part of it in any meeting. I'm saying she was ready to talk about anything to do with the banking, TFT. People were asking her, well, why don't we open up the companies you know, like where we could do, say like a Home Depot has an account with GFG. Why can't we trade?
We'd all be buying stuff at Home Depot, man.
Right. Why can't we, you know, do trading with AFDs through them? And why can't we open that up that first so that we could do, you know, at least buy stuff that way with our AFDs? And she said that it's so close for them to stop and do whatever, it's going to come so fast that it's going to happen anyway, right? That we don't really need to do that. And they don't want to change gears on that when they could just give everybody their money. So when she's talking like that, it makes it sound like it's going to happen sooner. And it's going to be more...
So you sounded encouraged, Rocky. That's all
it was. Yeah, it was an encouraged meeting. That's why I said I'm going to, in my minutes that I'm going to send out of this video and whatever, I will send a link to that so you guys can watch that video.
And basically also what she said was, it's going to be so simple, so user-friendly, that it really, it's going to be too easy, she said. So anything that you need will go through the dashboard. She was very excited. I mean, she didn't stutter. She kept talking and everything, so it was really nice to see that. But she said everything that we are going to need is going to go through the dashboard. It's going to be so easy, and that's what they're working on. That's why it took so long.
And she has six dogs instead of six dogs.
Yeah. Now.
In her house right now.
Yeah.
So we're all excited about it. We needed encouragement. Just obviously we're all praying to God that it doesn't fall through again if we have people going down about that, yeah, feeling discouraged. So we're going to fast forward. When that money does come in, this is going to be electrified. This group of people will be electrified because we'll be able to really start doing some stuff. And then people are going to be coming on board because of that financial backing. We'll be able to weed through the people that really are committed to helping our government move forward, and people that just want to be blessed and move on. So this is just very, very good that we're doing this now, but it's going to be electrified if and when that money does come in. So those of us that are hanging on right now, just be prepared to put the flotation device on and the air mask, because it's going to be a rock and roll ride.
Yeah,
and like she said, I mean, once you see the video, you can see exactly what she's playing with. But like, the main thing is like, make sure, you know, you cover yourself first. She said, make sure that you actually buy the things that you need. She said, don't go out and buy a Lamborghini right now. That's not like necessary. But like, make sure that you have everything for your house, everything for your family, everything for your friends, for yourself. Make sure you can go to your doctors. Make sure, you know, so she really, she keeps emphasizing like, you know, make sure you don't just spend the money just because, but like, do something with it, you know, that help other people.
That makes complete sense. Obviously, you want to protect what you have and protect the access that you have.
And then on top of that, she said, after you do that, then try to help the people around you, your neighbors, friends, family, you know, make sure, because a lot of times when that happens, the FRN is going to collapse. And when that collapses, it's going to be like toilet paper. It's not going to be worth anything. And then people are not. You know, it's like they've been talking about, you know, the Trump's been talking about giving everybody $1.2 million, right? If that happens and they do that, then the FRN will crash. Because then a loaf of bread will be $1,000, you know what I'm saying? Because the inflation on it will be so bad that everything is going to be worthless, you know what I'm saying? The only money that's going to be worth anything is going to be the FDs, right? You know, because even though it goes that much, that just means our FDs going to be worth more. One of the guys on the video talked about, well, if we open up the FDs to everybody, how isn't that going to inflate the money and crash the economy, right? And she says, no, that's the opposite, because they're working in debt, we're working in credit. So every time we spend our money, it's paying off that credit, which is causing inflation to go down, right? So that's the reason why we want the FDs to go out, is because then we'll be paying off that credit using our FDs. And she said then that would help the economy build better and stronger. And then
we can all feel right now that there's a lot of stuff going on. We can all feel it, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff happening. So, Rock, I'm sorry to interrupt you. But I'm just saying, buy your toilet paper and stuff now, too.
Yeah.
You know, stock up your stuff now, little bits here, little bits there, just because it could get kind of funky before it gets better.
As she said, that they're possibly going to be like a week, maybe a little longer, that everything shuts down. Internet, phones, all that. So she said, make sure you have money, have whatever you need, because, you know, like you said, toilet paper, water, whatever you're going to need. If you're on any kind of medication, make sure you got enough medication to last, you know, at least 2-3 weeks, right? So we got to get ready, because, like you said, it looks like to me that it is going to be starting to happen faster. And when it does, we need to be ready for it. And that's the reason why we need to sell a roll, because when the AFDs do get launched, you know it's going to get hurt or hit first, recording secretaries, because those people are going to want their money too. Right? So we're going to need to record people like crazy. So we're going to have more recording secretaries. We have to have the software up and running and working so that we can do that. Because if we would rely on the other LRO, you know, from the Federation or GFG and all that, those take so much time to even get somebody to do it as much to get the paperwork up there, right? So if we can streamline what we have here in Nevada, we can get Nevadans up and running and get their money as quick as possible.
Right. Yeah, I think that's probably, if I may, probably, because you've done a lot of stunning things for our assembly. That right there is brilliant for Tim. I mean, 100% brilliant. Mm-hmm. To get that LRO, get it up and running for us, mm-hmm. protect our documents, I think it's brilliant, bro.
Yeah. I think, you know, it was a vision I seen when, about a month and a half ago or so, Anna kept telling me about the LRO and getting recording secretaries, getting your papers documented, getting more people in, and there's going to be a point to doing this. And I started listening to what she's been telling me and then realized that she was telling me every state needs to do their own LROs and get everything running, because when this hits, you're going to get swamped. You know, and it's true, because how many people are going to say, free money, let's go get signed up, right? And then who's going to get hit? Our assemblies are going to get hit. So we need to be prepared for that. We need to have the staff for it. You know, and that's the reason why, you know, we have a recording secretary committee. We voted on Aaron doing that. Aaron's doing it. Aaron's doing all the training. He's the one that's going to be very, getting recording secretaries done. Robert will be vetting them so that we can get them online. We need to get at least 4 or 5. We need to get at least 1 in every county, right, a recording secretary. So that way, you know, because every county is going to want to have people that want to get their paperwork done. So we got to get geared for that, and we're trying to do that. That's one of my main goals. And I got, like I said, I got all that from Anna probably 2 months ago, about stuff that information she's been sending me. So the deal is, you know, and in the last week, I've been talking to Anna about vetting. And even on the last coordinate call, when you listen to it, you'll see that I asked her some stuff about vetting in there, and she kept telling me, Rocky, you do it. Rocky, you do it. So she is telling me that our counties, our state, need to do our vetting. And that's why we have Robert. He is our guy right now. We actually need to get him a couple more people to help him, you know, to do the vetting, you know, to make it more where it's not, what do you call it? Where it doesn't look like you're being favored or whatever. Basically, if you have at least 3 people in any committee, that's what we're supposed to have. So that way you have, you know, like if they're voting on things, whatever, you have always 1 person that could say no or whatever that stops it. But anyway, she kept telling me, even in the last meeting, I've been emailing her back and forth this week about vetting, whatever. She told me that there's 3 ways that we can get training on vetting, whatever. I already had the ones from PKTF. I sent to Robert. He watched them. and went through that training. So he's been vetted on that, and he's been actually doing, I think he's done one already. So we're moving forward on that part, but we need to do our own vetting. Basically, the state needs to be running by itself. You know, our counties. Our counties need to be running by ourselves.
It's our own nation. We're our own country.
Yeah. So, and she kept telling me that. Rocky, you do it. I said, well, who can we do it? You do it. Okay, I'll do it. So that's the reason why I emailed her, to clarify what she's talking about me doing it. So she was telling me to get the training and get the people trained and get us doing it, right? So we're working on that. We got our vetting committee up and running. She is saying that our state and our county vetting committees need to be vetted, that the Federation can do it, and they're not going to do it for someone. So we're going to move on from that. The other thing that she talks about, and we've had our own coordinator meetings and stuff like that, is here what I talk about, we need to do our 928s and, you know, build up our general assembly and that kind of stuff, which we do. And the deal is, as she said, well, you don't need to do the 928s, that the 1779s are good enough. The problem that we have, especially with the recording secretary committees and the coordinators, is that is true. You really only need the 1779s as a normal person. The issue is with the courts now, to make it more secure, like your stuff secure, is doing the 928. Because that covers all kinds of areas in your background. You know, it's like if you want to carry a gun, that's one of the things you do in the 928. If you want to not pay taxes, one of the things you do in the 928. It's not in the 1779s, right? So there's different things that are in the 928 that right now we really need to do. And that's the reason why we're saying that the LRO and the way I'm creating it, we're doing 928s, that's it.
I love the idea of the 928s because to be an ASC, you have to have your 928, and we can't.
She said no.
What?
Don't have to be. To be a citizen, you don't have to have 928s.
Okay. Well, that's a new one. I was going to say, if we have the 928, it's just more, that'll create a bigger pool of people. But the positive side of the 928 is that once you read those documents, you pretty much know everything you should be doing on the assembly. Like, even if you don't do anything else and you just read your documents, you'll have three quarters of this down and all the language is right there. So, anyway, yeah. But thank you for that, because I had no idea.
Yeah, she keep, because everybody kept asking her, well, don't we have to have 928s to be a citizen, you know, ASN or ASC? And she goes, no, you do not. You have to be an ASN, and then you can take any job you want on. She said, at this point, because of the changes they made through the 1779s, covers us for all of that. But as an assembly, and to protect the people, because I'm more into protecting the people in the assembly, right? And when we start have to deal with the de facto and them, the 928s are going to cover you with the IRS. They're going to cover you with your elections. They're going to cover you. That's all what the 928s are, is all those other papers, right? And I think we really need to get those done so we're getting protected in all areas. Even though all of those other papers don't help us with being a citizen or helping in the assembly in different ways, right? It's more of helping you. And I'm into helping you more than I am really helping the assembly part of it. Because the 1779 is going to help us in that anyway.
You mentioned that there's a new form of 1779. Should we all be redoing them?
No.
Okay.
What I'm talking about is, from when we started back in, when they started back in 2015, the 1779s has changed all the way up until 2021.
Okay, but it doesn't really affect a lot of
people. Not affecting us right now.
But the voter registration cancellation is in the 928, and that's super important for people to know, because if they don't cancel themselves and they don't
you know, then they're still a member of the de facto, so then they can't be in a role, right? Because you're...
Well, they can, but that's why until we get rid of their courts and we get rid of all the other things that's on that end, I'm thinking we need to, you know, in the recording secretary committees and all that, we've talked about all the paperwork and what needs to be done. And we need to more protect the people.
It's a no-brainer.
And once I get the LRO done, it's going to be push a button, print the forms, sign them.
With that money?
You know what I'm saying? So why not just do it?
Yeah.
Now it's going to be up to the people if they actually mail them to the LRO. So they mail them to the election, you know, department, right? But as far as the paperwork being done, we've done them. It's up to them to finish it, right? Now, if they don't want to finish it, they don't have to. That's up to them. And then they're not protecting themselves. And that was the reason why I want to do, like, one meeting a month going over what is those paperwork, why are we doing this stuff, you know, why, you know, what is an ASN, what is an ASC, why, you know, it's like, let the knowledge be out to everybody. What is it, to come into this, what is it that you're trying to do? You know, what are we doing?
In preparation for that, could somebody or a multiple committee just have like a discussion and videotape it of all the things that you want to discuss for the new people? Because the problem with us spending this hour a month, which I love spending the time, right? But then it's lost.
That's great.
If people come in March, that's great. But then what about the people coming in after? Then they're not going to go back to March when they come in June and, you know, go look at 6 more hours of videos. Like, is there just a quick training video that somebody can make that can say thank you, or, you know, thanks for joining, and these are the salient points?
It is, but the problem is with that is as things change in our world, our government, and stuff that's going on,
mm-hmm.
the questions and the things that come up in those meetings are going to be a whole lot different
mm-hmm.
than the first meeting. And as I'm recording them here, they can go back. I can say, here, go watch this training video that we did on this day.
No, nobody has that time. That's
the problem. And that's the whole point. But and that was the reason why if we take one meeting a month and go over it,
mm-hmm.
and the people get on the meeting, then they spend the time to do it. A lot of people won't go watch videos and won't go look at things. Go ahead.
Are there things within being an ASN that are objectively constant? So whether I knew about this 10 centuries ago or I came in like I did 3 months ago, that would have been constant 10 centuries ago as it is now? And that could be one of the things that you can stay or solid, you know, in the whole thing or consistent. That makes sense, but I'm asking.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, say, like,
they aren't going to change.
Yeah. It's just like what I said about the litigation committee that Anna's coming up with. Well, if we would have did training a long time and created a video, well, that's not going to be in this video now. And then we may even learn something from that litigation committee that we can train the people. Well, if you get stopped, these are the things you really got to do because now we have good, solid stuff, right? So that's the ideal of the meeting is as new things come up, whatever, we can keep training people, new people, or even current people with new stuff, you know, stuff that we really need to know about. That's my whole idea on it. So
I think both is a good idea. The video is a great idea because there's, mm-hmm. like you were saying, constant that has been happening from the beginning. If you just have a sit down with people that really know what they're talking about, what the 928 is, and describe that on a video, just a short one, even mm-hmm. condense it down, you know what I mean? So that you can blast that out to everybody as well. And then still have your monthly meeting to update things. And if new information comes in that makes the videotape irrelevant, then you can just delete it and make another one.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's a cool idea so that there is that information that goes out that we already know is the basis, the baseline of mm-hmm. what we're all about.
I mean,
I think both is there.
Yeah, it's just like on the website I'm creating, whatever, there's a place on there for education. Okay, I have nothing in it right now. And that was one of my goals when I get done with the LRO, is as we come up with these things and to educate people, what are the different things to educate them, and I'll put them on the website. And then people have a place to go look. You know, like if you want to look at what you do with a Leo, what do you do with a child custody, what do you do? We'll have educational videos and stuff on there, right? And again, you know, it's just, it takes time, and we need people to do the videos and need people to, you know, to do the stuff so I can put them on the website, right? There's just so much to do and so many little people right now to do it, right? And as we forward and more, those things will happen, and they'll get done, right? So, any more questions or anything? Anybody online want to talk about it? Okay. As far as what I had on the agenda now, this is basically that's all I wanted to really talk about or had to talk about or had research and stuff that I wanted to do. Is there any other questions anybody want right now that we talked about that, or even we don't talk about?
Did you get any of the answer that you really wanted, Rocky, as far as your questions that you might have had out there for us all to answer? Is there anything else really in short you want to ask off of your agenda that maybe you didn't hear that would help you move forward to the show?
No, I think, you know, my biggest thing right now is, like I said, is I am working on the LRO, but my biggest thing right now I want to get down is the voting, the elections committee, and how we're going to elect things. And, you know, the document, we're going to work on, get it out there, buddy, get it voted on. That's our main thing, and we need to get that done and solidified so that we have a firm way of how we're going to do business and how everybody is going to have a chance to put in their 2 cents on everything that we do. I'm a firm believer that everybody should have a chance to say whatever they need to say and vote on whatever they need to vote on. And by the meetings, as I see the meetings, they're getting to now, you know, for me, like right now I'm so busy, I have to pick certain times to do it, and I get emails right now that nobody can do, well, it's not nobody, but a lot of people can't do Sundays. They can do Saturdays, but then, you know, it's Saturday is my only day that I'm with the wife, and I do all my other stuff on Saturdays. I'm just really busy, and so is tomorrow. So Saturdays are kind of out. During the week, there's so many other meetings. You know, we got a meeting Monday with Anna, a meeting Thursday with Anna. You know, Sue does the Wednesday meetings. What day? What time? I mean, we only have so many days and weeks, you know, in the month that we can do things. And, you know, I'm having a hard time finding times where all of us can get together and when people can. So with that being said, and the amount of emails I get on people that love to be in the meetings but can't, that's telling me, too, that they would love to be there to vote, too, and they can't, right? So just because I'm picking a meeting on a certain day, I shouldn't limit them from not being able to vote or able to put in their 2 cents.
So is there a way to, okay, so you sent that out, like I told you, a read response on your emails.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody read it, and so get them, because I think what's happened, too, is you're probably somewhat sensitive of being blasted from other areas about, you know, oh, I wasn't allowed to be in this vote. So what you're doing now, which is good, send it out then for a vote, mm-hmm. and then let's freaking tally the votes. Mm-hmm. Send it out. You verify it. There's a read response. I don't know if you have it on your email. I think you do. Maybe you can put it on there where somebody's read it or opened it. That's what I used to do in the hospitals. Look, don't tell me I didn't tell you about this new SOP. I did tell you, you opened it up, you read it. There's a read response, and you're going to get grief, at least in my world. I give them grief if they don't sign that they've read the new SOP standard operating procedure, so they can't say they didn't read it. At least if you send something out and that they know, and you know, we all know that they received it, and that you did send it out to everybody, so you can't have other people blasting you for having everybody be involved in the voting process. We need to get over that. We
right.
need to be able to have
well, that's the ideal, is
that we, out, and then you sent it out, and then they voted.
If I create this election software, which we talked about, right, then again, when it goes out, right, anything comes into it, because it'll go out through that. I'll know they've read it. If they voted, it'll come into there.
Right.
I'll know that everybody done it. So everybody will have a chance.
Excellent.
And that's the whole point of doing this, is to give everybody those chances.
We all know that you want everybody involved in the vote.
Yeah.
I think that you've done
this. This goes back for, Anna's told me many times. Your mom makes dinner, she puts it on the table, you're not there to eat, guess what? You don't eat. Okay? So she's told me that I don't know how many times, and what she was saying is that you put it out there for them to do the elections and the vote and whatever, and if they don't come to vote, they don't vote, right? I mean, they just lost out. But the way I look at it is that if we don't really give them a chance to do that vote, right, to really let them know that the dinner is stopped and the table's set. Right.
So none of us want that to happen. We all want everybody to get to, we've already got past
that. And that's what I'm just trying to say.
Excellent. Let's just do it then.
Outreach to new business?
I didn't actually do it still, but...
No business. Okay. Tomorrow, you had said the last time we met here that you were going to send out like an outreach letter or a new member letter.
We're working on it, but I have no new people to send it to.
There was a group of new people, and it's probably about 15 names from around May.
A long time ago. It's like those people already got something.
Okay, but
they're getting emails every day.
They're getting emails.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
They're in, when I'm doing these meetings, they get emails.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the list.
When you do the next letter or whatever, I had sent you, like, just from the outreach committee, a little note.
Can
you add that to your letter?
We had a meeting, recording secretary meeting, whatever, because as these people come in, I want these outreach or these welcome letters. I want a welcome letter and a meeting agendas and all that sent down once they sign up.
Yeah, right? Excellent.
So that's going to happen through the reporting secretaries and through that committee. Okay. Because they need to actually not only do those people's paperwork, but to let them know why they did their paperwork and how to get involved with what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on new documents for that and everything. And once we get those documents out, again, that'll go out to everybody to vote on. I'll do an email, send it out to everybody, and one of the agendas or whatever. And we get a vote on what we're sending out. And if there should be something added to it, right?
Yeah.
So we need to try to get these people involved. And that's the whole point of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
You mentioned earlier about keeping the meeting slogan, and you've got an agenda there. Does anyone take meeting minutes as a result of today's session?
Well, what I do is I go through the recording, and I create a minutes the next deal, and I send it out with the recording. So, and also you can listen to it. I have a way, too, of taking the recording and generating minutes from it. I just haven't done it lately. I mean, if everybody wants that, I can do it.
I'm just thinking on my piece doing architecture and construction. Mm-hmm. During construction, we had a weekly progress meetings.
Uh-huh.
We have the meeting agenda. There's topics, and then we have columns, like bulletin board, due date, mm-hmm. results.
Right.
And then I'm wondering if that would help you so that we can say, okay, under litigation, so this is the topic, falling for it, Alexi's working on it, what we want done, and the due date.
That would be my best goal, I would think, that we really need.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We just don't have the people or somebody to do that right now. I mean, if I had somebody to do that, it'd be great. You know what I'm saying?
I could get a hold of an old template.
Mm-hmm.
A meeting agenda template, and we could modify it and put your amendments in it.
Mm-hmm.
That would help?
Yeah, that would help. Yeah, it's like anything that we can get. You know, the deal is, it's like, I don't know everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the deal is I'm winging this just like everybody else. Like this, nobody's ever done this before, and we're trying to come up with ways of getting people involved and trying to get this assembly going. And, you know, it's every Thursday, I ask questions from Anna. to try to learn more things of what we need to do and how things need to go. You know, I asked a bunch of stuff about county stuff. The last one will be in the video that I send you guys so you can listen to it on the questions that I asked. The deal is we, as we progress and we move forward, a lot of those things will start happening because we do need them, I think.
You know, PKTF just put out an article about that today, and if you want to get their updates, you just go to follow.it on the PKTF News website. They just, actually, I was driving here, and it's the critical need for public access to state assembly meeting minutes. And it just talks all about the Lawful, Legal, and Civic Foundation of meeting minutes, what should be in them, why they're essential, and the contemporary practices for ensuring accessibility. So I'm glad you brought that up because it is on the forefront. But that's why I asked you if the website's done, because we should have a public place where these links are posted and anyone can go there at any time so they don't have to request the minutes, that they're just there.
Yeah. Website place on the calendar I have, or on the websites, I do have calendars and that kind of stuff.
And you'll be able
again, I'm having to update all these up because I don't have somebody doing it too. So I put on there when the meetings are. So you can actually go to the websites to see when the next meetings are. Mm-hmm. I try to put all the meetings, even the ones that Sue are doing on there, whatever I can. You know what I'm saying? If I know about them, I'll put them on there. You know what I'm saying? The problem is with the meetings with Sue, most of the time I don't know about them until they're done. Okay? So putting them on the website means nothing, right? If we're trying to get people to come to these meetings, we need to know about them ahead of time, right? So I try to do at least one whole month of putting in all the meetings and the dates and times and a little bit of, you know, description of what it is.
I'd like to post a move on the next agenda that if something's not on the calendar, even if, let's just say, 3 days before, that it's not a public meeting. Because we're a transparent government, we should have the opportunity to attend the meetings and then see the minutes. And that's an issue we've been having all along, is that we have no minutes from anything going on other than our own situation. I mean, I haven't been getting a single thing for months and months. I don't know, maybe everyone else is, but I would like to put that on the next agenda. That we're adding it to the calendar.
Like this one here will probably go out tomorrow.
Yeah, but if it's not on the calendar, that's why I asked you if the website's done.
No,
let's get these things on the calendar so that people know.
My whole agenda right now and my time,
mm-hmm.
LRL and the voting stuff.
Right.
I don't have time messing with the calendars. I don't have time messing with it. It's me that's doing it all, and I can't do it all.
I know.
I don't have enough time into it.
I know.
You know, just like, you know, if we talk about T, he's working nights and everything. He has time to do nothing. You know, and that's just with a lot of us. We're all so busy and we don't have enough people to do this. And even a lot of stuff for the website, I want to create, I don't want to say like an advent or a place where somebody can come in and help update that. Again, I have to write software and I don't have, my goal is the oral software, not that software. So the deal is I got to prioritize what I get done first. Mm-hmm. And I think the LRO right now is the first thing that mm-hmm. needs to be done. So, you know, any kind of extra work that I need to do needs to be readily. That's the reason why I'm trying to do something on people giving me ideas on agendas too, whatever, so that, you know, I can get them out ahead of time so people will know what's going on next week. Or the next week after, right? You know, have some kind of things or topics. So right now my topics are, like you said, where we are in the voting thing, where we're at in LRO. Once those get done, then we'll go on to the next ones.
Beautiful.
I'm looking at trying to get, you know, from what we talked about today, I'm thinking our best bet is some elections up for that. And I'll send an email out with my next email for voting on that.
Are you going to be our election bud?
Never know. But I mean, with that, that's really all I have to talk about. there's anything else. Grateful for everybody. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Second it? Okay, meeting's adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for showing up.
Thank you.
Remember, electrify.